Zombies, narrated by Chuck Palahniuk. It was Griffin Wilson who proposed the theory of de-evolution. He sat two rows behind me in organic chem, the very definition of an evil genius. He was the first to take the great leap backward. Everybody knows because Tricia Getting was in the nurse's office with him when he took the leap. She was on the other cot, behind a paper curtain, faking her period to get out of a pop quiz in Perspectives on Eastern Civ. She said she heard the loud beep, but didn't think anything of it. When Tricia Getting and the school nurse found him on his own cot, they thought Griffin Wilson was the resuscitation doll everybody uses to practice CPR. He was hardly breathing, barely moving a muscle. They thought it was a joke, because his wallet was still clenched between his teeth and he still had the electrical wires pasted to either side of his forehead. His hands were still holding a dictionary-sized box, still paralyzed, pressing a big red button. Everyone's seen this box so often that they hardly recognized it, but it had been hanging on the office wall, the cardiac defibrillator, that emergency heart shocker. He must have taken it down and read the instructions. He simply took the wax paper off the gluey parts and pasted the electrodes on either side of his temporal lobes. It's basically a peel-and-stick lobotomy. It's so easy a 16-year-old can do it. In Miss Chen's English class, we learned to be or not to be. But there's a big gray area in between. Maybe in Shakespeare times, people only had two options. Griffin Wilson, he knew that the SATs were just the gateway to a big lifetime of bullshit, to getting married in college, to paying taxes and trying to raise a kid who's not a school shooter. And Griffin Wilson knew that drugs are only a patch. After drugs, you're always going to need more drugs. The problem with being talented and gifted is sometimes you get too smart. My Uncle Henry